being joined to the Father is the predicated place, as I said, from where the former reign of prosperity the former reign of peace, which is prosperity, can and will flow. In fact, the word prosperity, get this, I don't know, this is something that came to me. The word prosperity is only found in the Old Testament. Right. And so tonight I'm going to be talking to you about prosperity, the former reign of peace. The former. God did something for us. He gave us the latter reign first, the latter reign of peace, being joined unto him is a latter reign. It's a life in the spirit is a latter reign blessing. Prosperity is the former reign blessing. And peace controls both. Peace it releases both the former and the latter. First is the latter, being joined to the Father is the latter reign. Being joined in perfect fellowship with the Father, being at peace with the Father is a latter reign blessing because of the blood of Jesus that was shed. So it's a latter reign. The prosperity that comes from peace is a former reign blessing. And so the word prosperity, again, is only found in the Old Testament. And you won't find the word prosperity in the New Testament. So the Lord's peace brings the latter and the former in that order. It's the latter first, which is peace with God through Jesus. And then the former, which is prosperity. So the joining has led us to the prosperity side of peace now. As we are perfecting, being joined and staying joined to the Father, staying joined in that our place of expiation, as the Father is always in the place of placation, being placated, fully appeased by the blood of his Son. The Father, too, is under the heading of propitiation along with the church. And so that's our joining. And as a result of that, the Lord says prosperity is going to flow like rivers in our lives as we stay joined to him. You can't be in the latter glory of peace. You can't be in the place of having peace with the Father, being at peace with the Father without prosperity. It's impossible. They're the same. They're one and the same. And so now I'm going to talk to you tonight about prosperity, the former reign of peace. And I'm just going to read you a few scriptures so you can kind of get the feel of where we're going. In Jeremiah chapter 5, verse number 24, it says, "Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God, that giveth rain, both the former and the latter in his season. He reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest." Hosea 6:3 says it like this concerning former and latter. It says, "Then shall we know if we follow on." Look at this. It tells you right here. "Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth." Man, if we go on to know, that sounds to me like it's saying if we stay joined, we're going to know both the latter and the former rain. We're going to know them. My goodness. Man, that's powerful. And look at that. Latter is actually written first here, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. And Joel says it like this in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 23. It says, "Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. He hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month," meaning they flow together. Remember, the latter rain blessing of peace is dealing with life in the spirit with the Father, with God, with Christ, with the triune God, having a great life there, being in tranquility, freedom from havoc and war and all this mayhem, freedom in our minds where we just are in a place of absolute tranquility. Well, that is the latter blessing that we are afforded to come into through the blood of Jesus because of the peace that the blood has made with God, our Father. But that former reign, God now is saying, because you're here And because you're moving into the place of the joining, I'm going to bring the former rain down on you, and that is prosperity. It's in the definition of peace itself, which we'll see in a minute. So this is how peace works. The latter glory is a perfect life in peace with God, and the former will be the prosperity that comes as a result of that perfect peace with God. They Amen. Both flow together. Get ready. I'm telling you now, get ready. You can't achieve the latter glory of peace without the former glory of his peace being attached to it. Amen. It's impossible. The word peace in the Greek is irene, which we know. The first definition in irene is to join. The second definition is prosperity. So being joined will lead us into a place of absolute prosperity. It's coming. As we walk in this covenant and as we walk under the fruit of his peace, prosperity is coming. It's imminent. It's going to run us down. He's going to cause it to come. He will cause it to come. The former will be the prosperity that comes as a result. I'm telling you, it's coming. It's coming as a result of being joined in peace with him. And so here we go. It's funny because I looked up the word prosperity. It has a couple of different Hebrew words, words that are behind it. But one of them is shalom. One of the actual words of prosperity is shalom. And it points, it's the same as, it's the same, same shalom as peace itself. Amen. That's how attached prosperity and peace are. Mm-hmm. They share the same word in the Hebrew. That's how attached, understand that now, that when you're at peace with God, prosperity is imminent. Amen. That's how connected they really are. Meaning welfare, health, favor, soundness, completeness, compensation. So now the word prosperity, again, is the same Hebrew word as peace in many of the Old Testament scriptures. So again, it tells you how tied together peace and prosperity are. They are one in the same. They're one in the same, praise God. And God wants to condition our minds that a life of prosperity is coming unto us.
Yes,
as we continue to do the word of God, as we continue to stay in Alpha and Omega fellowship, staying in fellowship with both the Father and the Son, staying here. That's why he gave us the rhema on shalom, shalom, because it's guaranteed it's coming. It's coming. Tranquility of mind, my goodness, should be a staple for you to understand that prosperity is coming right behind it. It's coming right behind it, praise God.
Amen. So now, amen.
I only have a few scriptures for you tonight. It's not going to be a very long study, but we're laying a foundation on this prosperity message in a very different way. It really kind of reminds me a lot of our authentic faith message, that salvation would lead us to success. I'm finding out in many of the fruit, that's exactly what's happening. It brings forth salvation, that it, and then success will bloom as a result of it. Well, this is pretty much the same here. Dealing with the peace, solidifying it, the tranquility of mind is going to bring you into prosperity. In fact, it says in the book of Psalms, watch this, confirmation that peace brings both the latter and the former. In Psalms 122:7, it says, peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces.
Amen, God.
Look at how they walk together. Mm-hmm. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. So I looked at the word walls, and the word walls means like a bulwark. It means like a place where the army or the host would be. So now in their barracks is peace. There is no war. So that's speaking of tranquility. It's speaking of having a tranquil life, a tranquil mindset. It speaks of being free from war and havoc. No more chaos, just tranquility of mind. And when it talks about prosperity being within thy palaces, palaces speaks of our living. It actually means living in an exalted manner. And the definition actually suggested it's much like the Canaanite king Horam at the time of his conquest. It's speaking of wealth. It speaks of abundance, praise God. There's a different Hebrew word here for prosperity. Actually, the word prosperity in this particular text or this particular verse means, it's shalva in the Hebrew. It means security and abundance. So it's saying abundance be within your palaces. Abundance, why? Because peace is in your walls. So now abundance is coming into your home, into your exalted lifestyle. God is going to exalt your lifestyle. He's going to bless you immensely because peace is within your walls. You're free in your mind because you're in peace, at peace with God. So now prosperity, the former glory, is coming too. The latter and the former fall in the first month. They come together. Get yourself ready for prosperity. Man, when peace is over your mind, you should have, you're going to take on a mindset to where you lift your hands before the Lord and you begin to praise him for his prosperity plan that's over your life, that's coming to fruition, that's coming to pass over you. When you recognize tranquility of mind, you should be praising him for prosperity coming into your palace, Amen. Coming into your home. At the same time, this is why we learned about making his path straight, because he wants to come and touch us in our physical realm, yes, as well as our mental. He wants to bless us. This is his plan. This is what peace does. This is what peace brings. So when peace is within thy walls, when you're free from all of the mayhem and the all of the chaos that can sometimes run through your mind, please take note in that moment that you discern that and begin to praise him for the prosperity that's coming into your palace. Because it's coming. The former and the latter are going to drop in the first month. Yeah. Prosperity, God said, is the next level that we're going to come into. It's the next dimension that we're coming into. And so watch this here. It says, this is where the Lord, this is your note. This is where the Lord has been so desiring to bring us. When he revealed shalom, shalom, he meant just that. Now we're going to be built, the Lord says, throughout this part of our series on peace. We're going to be built in our faith concerning this dimension of peace. We're going to equate the peace that we have. And my goodness, man, we as Christians are good for taking on peace in our minds. And man, I think if you look at that, which would you say is tougher to receive? Peace of mind or prosperity? Just in a natural sense. I know that there's many wealthy people that don't have peace of mind.
That's true.
There's many. So now, how can we not expect? True. How can we not expect? And God wants you to, the way you go in the word and you receive peace is the same way you go in the word. And now you start receiving his prosperity.
Bless God.
The same way that when, my goodness, when the covenant of propitiation is manifested, it's the same praise and honor you should give unto him for his prosperity that's about to come flowing into your life and flooding your palace. It's the same. It's exactly the same. They walk in the same way. They are there. If prosperity or tranquility of mind is there, his prosperity is in your house too.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
We've got to begin to worship him and love on him and exercise this truth and watch it begin to flow. Praise God.
Amen.
They're one in the same.
Amen.
And he's been wanting us to understand this. He's been wanting us to really receive this. Jesus said it like this. He said, what's the difference if I say unto you, your sins are forgiven, that's expiation, or take up your bed and walk?
Amen.
What's the difference? If I expiate your mind from the sins that you committed, or tell you take up your bed and walk, because that prosperity is also health.
Yes, it is.
So now think about that now. Jesus is saying, I expiate your sins. What's the difference? They walk together.
Amen.
Prosperity walks together with it.
Good.
There's no difference between me telling you your sins are forgiven or take up your bed and walk. Prosperity is right there with you, right there at the same time.
God
wants us to understand this.
Thank you, Lord.
So in this series, as we're going to really, really come into it, we're going to learn about his prosperity plan. We're going to learn about it, and we're going to have something that a lot of the body might not have, that without peace, there is no prosperity. If there is no peace with God, you can preach on finances all day long. If you're not in peace with God, there will be no prosperity. There won't be a harvest to come. Because the first dimension of the first reign, the latter glory, must be established in order for the former glory of prosperity to flow. It has to be that way. It absolutely has to be that way. And he's been desiring for us to experience this. He made it really plain to me. He made it real plain. He's been desiring to get us to the point where he could prosper us in his way. In fact, it says it like this in the book of Psalms 35 and 27. And believe it or not, I'm actually closing right now. It says, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servants.
Amen.
This is his pleasure, my God.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
And I know why it's his pleasure. Because it becomes his pleasure because he sees the covenant of peace being fulfilled. So as he sees us at peace with God, with our Father, it becomes his good pleasure because of our positioning with the Father. He doesn't just take pleasure to give people money. Otherwise, every Tom, Dick, and Harry in Christendom would be loaded with prosperity. No, he takes pleasure because he sees the full covenant of what got you into his prosperity being fulfilled.
Amen.
He sees you.
Amen.
He sees you one with the Father. And oh, man, he's saying, oh, I can do everything for them.
Hallelujah.
I can give them. It's my good pleasure to give them all of my kingdom. I can give unto them all that they ask. Ask anything in my name. And oh, my goodness, I'll do it. Ask and you shall receive so that your joy may be full. The occasions of your life, I can bring you into the second dimension of shalom, which is manifestation and results. I'll secure the first by blessing you with the second. I'll take away your worries and all of the things that you have need of. There won't be. I'll supply all your needs according to my riches and glory. Everything you need, I will supply, and it will be my pleasure. It'll be my pleasure. So let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant.
Yes,
God. So buckle up, guys. Get ready because we're coming into it. And I want God to exercise our faith. And I want this also. Yeah, I'm taking it. And I'm gonna use it. Now I asked the Lord. I said I really did. Can this be something that pushes us to stay joined? Can you use this as a tool? I know we don't seek success; we seek salvation first. But can you use this as a tool, as you keep it in our remembrance? That you we cause us to remember that when we're feeling the affection of being joined, We can also give praise and shout for joy for Amen. The prosperity that you have planned for our lives.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. We can forever shout for joy, my God. Because God has a plan to prosper you. He really does. He has a plan for all of us. But it's first now, the first step was being joined. Now the rest of it's going to flow like he said, like rivers. So just get yourself ready and be mindful and recognize when you have tranquility of mind, recognize him right there. Lift your hands to him and just shout for joy for his prosperity too. Because if you have one, you have the other.
Amen, Lord.
He gave us the latter first. The first shall be last and the last shall be first. He gave us the latter first. The latter glory is our relationship with the Father, our fellowship with him. And now the former glory of prosperity is right here too.
Praise God.
Amen. So get yourself
Amen.
Ready.
Amen,
this is just
God.
It's a little foundation laying to get ready for it. But we're going to be talking about wealth and abundance, the God way. I mean the God way and his plan. We're going to uncover his plan of prosperity.
Yes.
We're going to uncover it because he's established the ladder already.
Amen.
The joining was the most important part of walking in the totality of his peace. And so now here we go. It's time to build our faith muscles in prosperity now. Amen. That's
Amen.
All I got for you guys tonight. That's your
Amen.
Brain study.
Amen.
For Thursday night, I love you guys dearly. If you have a seed you'd like to sow,